Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In 1 Samuel 2 and verse 30, 1 Samuel 2 verse 30, the end of the verse here, it says, "For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Let's say that out loud, all of us, a couple of times. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Let's say it again. For them that honor me, I will honor. Who said that? God said it. Can you count on that?
Yes.
Now the last part's just as true as the first part. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. If you honor him, you'll be honored. If you despise him, you'll be despised. If you treat him and his things as lightly, trivial, insignificant, that's how you and your things will be treated. I don't know that that has really been taught as much as it should be. People tend to not want to think about that, but it's true. If you don't hold God's things as valuable and important, then your things are not going to be treated as valuable and important. Go to Romans 13, if you would. Romans 13th chapter and the 7th verse. It said, "Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." The God's Word translation says, "Pay everyone whatever you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay them. If you owe tolls, pay them. If you owe someone respect, respect that person. If you owe someone honor, honor that person." Now, most Christians need major mind renewal in the areas of respect and honor because their minds have been conformed to the world's way of thinking. When you talk about respect and honor, so many times people just think about themselves, well, yeah, you have to respect me. And they demand respect. You will respect me in my house, in my place, business, at my job. You will respect me. So they demand respect. That does not work. Demanding, well, you have to respect me. No, they never have to respect you. No matter how much you pound your fist or stomp your foot, you don't get respect by demanding it. You hear a criminal sometimes say, well, I'll stick my 45 in your face. You'll show me some respect. That's not respect. Maybe fear. You may force somebody to do something at fear of losing their life, but that's got nothing to do with respect or honor. No, if you want a respect, you need to sow respect. Don't demand respect, demonstrate respect. And if you pay the respect you owe, then you'll reap the respect you sow. Now also, the world's way of thinking is, well, if I'm going to respect you, I withhold my respect until I've determined that you have earned my respect, that you merit my respect. But that is ungodly. That's a worldly way of thinking. The Bible says you owe certain ones respect regardless of how you feel about it. If the Lord says you owe them respect, then you are to pay. He compares paying respect to paying taxes, to paying bills. And so we need mind renewal. And you may not be able to appreciate everything a person in authority or a person over you in some capacity says or does, but you must respect the place that they stand in, or else why you disrespect the God who created the place and put the people in the place. So do you think we have some more to learn about these things? Are you hungry to learn about it? I'm convinced the Lord's helping us. He's teaching me. I'm learning some things that, and seeing them in a clearer way than I've seen them before, and seeing some things I hadn't seen before. I'm excited about it, because if we really learn how to show more honor and respect to Him, tell me what's going to happen. He will honor us. More. Are we interested in that? Do we care about that? Oh, friend, when your bills are paid and you not only are making it, but you're prospering and increasing in a world where people are losing everything they've got and not making it, that's God honoring you. Can you see that? I mean, when you're healed and your babies are healed and you overcome when other people lose their family members and die prematurely and accidents happen and you're protected, that's God honoring you. Amen. And one of the greatest ways that He honors us is with His presence. Amen. With His presence. People talk about that with natural secular things. They're having this event and so-and-so came and graced us, honored us with their presence. Well, there is no greater than the Almighty. And when He shows up at your function, you've been honored, right? And we know He's everywhere, but He's not manifested to the same degree everywhere. Is it true that you and I, we can initiate a greater manifestation of the presence of God? From this, can you see what I'm talking about? How? If we show Him greater honor and respect, what He say He's going to do? He's going to honor us, so that meant more. What if we honor Him greatly? Then He's going to honor us greatly. This is very, very important, very wonderful. We went back to the book of Genesis and we saw the origin of dishonor. We saw the beginning of disrespect. There was no disrespect between God and Adam and Eve as He communed with them and they with He in the beginning days before the fall. But when the devil came on the scene, we see disrespect. We see he said, he questioned God. Has God said? Hear the tone. And then when Eve told him what God said, he contradicted God and said, no, you won't really die, basically calling God a liar. And He's the liar. And so isn't that disrespectful? And then we see them following suit and following the devil and showing disrespect to God. Eve took of the fruit and gave to and ate it and gave to Adam and he ate it. They had to ignore God to do this, didn't they? They had to ignore what He told them, the plain things that direction He gave them about the tree. They had to ignore it. And then when they fell and God came to talk to them and ask them, did you eat of the fruit of the tree? They were defensive and deflective. Can you see the disrespect in all this? He said, Adam, did you eat of the fruit that I told you not to? What's the answer to that? Yes. But instead of saying that, he started explaining it. Well, the woman that you gave me. Can you see the defensiveness and the deflect? That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. And so the Lord is teaching us. He's unfolding some things to us. I'm convinced of it. Right here, right now, you and me in Branson and everybody joined with us around the world, we're learning. And He's emphasizing to us that honor and respect, a big part of it is what you don't say and what you don't do, and that you and I should be on a mission to stop the disrespect. To stop it. We've grown up in a generation that has lost things about honor and respect, and some people are second and third generation now that have grown up hardly knowing anything about respect, and people just say and do all manner of dishonorable things and don't act like they don't even see it, don't even know it. But even though we're in the world, we're not of the world. And we don't have to be conformed to the world. We can be a light in the middle of a dark world. And we already see some indication of it. And I'm believing that ourselves and our young people and our children will be witnesses. Yes. We've already seen, we've had adults in different institutes in the city and counties around that have wanted to find out more about the church because of our kids. That's right. And because of our youth, they say, wow, what a respectful young man. What a fine child. So peaceful and so nice. And yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. And I thought that was dead. I thought that was gone. It is a strong witness. Amen. I said, it is a strong witness. Amen. Do you believe, though, that we've learned all that we can be learned about it? Or are we just in the beginnings of this? Do we need to come way, way on up from where we are? Well, the Lord gave us is in the process of giving us five eyes of disrespect that we can identify in ourselves and get rid of. If you haven't been with us, let me encourage you, get online, download it. It's there in its entirety for no charge. If you're in the building, you can go in the back. You can get CDs, DVDs, and get caught up. We've already covered a lot of ground. But the first one was what? Ignoring, that we've already talked some about. Ignoring is disrespectful. What was the second one? Interrupting. Interrupting. Let me just read the scripture to you. In Proverbs 18:13, in the easy to read, it says, "Let people finish speaking before you try to answer them. That way you'll not embarrass yourself and look foolish." Interrupting people is very disrespectful. And you know, when it comes to prayer, prayer is not supposed to be a monologue. It's supposed to be a dialogue. Yeah, you can speak to the Lord, but you're supposed to do a lot of listening. And you know, the one who knows less should do more listening. And so a lot of people are big on prayer, but they're just big on them talking all the time. No, prayer is not just you talking all the time. We must learn a huge part of our walk with God is learning how to hear Him, learning how to listen to Him and hear Him. And so when He's speaking, certainly you ought not interrupt Him. And, you know, if somebody's talking to you, I don't care who it is, surely you can wait a few seconds and let them finish their sentence and show some simple respect. Also, what was the third one? Anybody remember? Intruding. Intruding is disrespectful. Proverbs 25, 6 and 7 talks about don't put yourself forward, don't demand, don't push for a place. Better to wait for an invitation, he talked about. And this has to do with the nature of our God. He's not pushy. God doesn't push His way into your life. Remember the scripture says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open, if he'll, you know, allow the Lord to come in, then he will enter in and you'll sup and have fellowship with him." But God is not a forcer. He's not a manipulator. The devil is pushy. The devil will try to control you against your will, not God. If God was going to make anybody do anything, He'd make people get saved, wouldn't He? He'd say, "I know you don't believe in me, and I know you don't want any of this, but you're just too stupid to know, and I'm going to save you anyway. So just, here I come. You'll thank me later." Some said, "Man, I wish He would do that." No, He wouldn't be who He is. No, you don't. No, you don't. That's devil-like.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me